We call it the invisible podcast funnel. So it's all this stuff's happening behind the podcast as the first touch.
That's great. Yeah. Okay.
The idea is to cross-pollinate as much as possible. And it's a first touch, like I was saying. If you could kind of drop all these little pieces of bait in all these different lakes around you, eventually some are going to start.
It's going to bite.
Yeah.
You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. This is your seat at the table. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking about podcasting with Joe Fiere. Roland and Joe talk details, tactics, and resources in this episode packed with value for entrepreneurs and podcasters. Joe Fiere has a great podcast called Hustle and Flowchart with Matt Wolf, his partner in their business, Evergreen Profits. So let's dive right in.
All right, so welcome to the Business Lunch Podcast. I'm here with Joe Fiere. Joe, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you're doing now, and then we'll get into some super fun stuff that I'm looking forward to talking about.
Thanks for having me, by the way.
Thank you for being had.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, we run a podcast that you've been on a couple times, Hustle and Flowchart. We run a company, Evergreen Profits is kind of the brand, and really, we just love to experiment. My partner, Matt Wolf, and I, we've been in business over 12 years now. Pretty much together the entire time.
That's pretty cool. That's a good partnership.
Yeah, that's what we're finding. We're like, we just kind of stumbled into it and just thought, that's just how it's done.
You guys started your podcast how long ago?
It's been 3 years for this specific one, but we actually started it in 2010, podcasting as a whole. Okay. Yeah.
But 3 years for Hustle and Flow.
Exactly, okay. Yeah.
And I say Hustle and Flow, but it's actually Hustle and Flow Chart.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. So I think trademarks and whatnot, you know, Hustle and Flow probably can't get away with that one. But just a little play on words there.
Did you trademark it?
We did not, but that's probably a good idea.
Okay.
You know, at this point. Cool.
I have just registered it and I'm willing to license it back to you for
you would. Amount.
But I'm really happy to have you here because I wanted to chat a little bit. You guys have had a lot of success with the podcast and it's gone through some evolutions, and I thought it'd be really cool for the listeners and to see what you have done and kind of how things have evolved. So you played around with podcasting since 2010. Did you do other podcasts?
We had a couple others and Matt had his own show as well. Okay. So there was a period where we just didn't stick with it because we viewed it as more of a business rather than a, here's how we could build an audience as a first touch, give really good content away, and then trust that we can follow up with them in other ways.
Okay.
So that was the big shift when we started Hustle and Flowchart, is we knew we screwed up in those previous ones.
Okay.
We enjoyed it. We love the medium. Podcasting as a whole is, there's no better way to connect with folks to really dive deep like this.
Sure.
In person, if you could do that, amazing. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to work towards.
Yeah.
But we just have so many people everywhere and it's a 2 times a week show. So
yeah, no, it's hard.
It's really hard.
Yeah.
Consistency is huge. Mm-hmm. So that was the thing we lacked in those previous shows is we were just sporadic with when we release things. So people love consistency. Yeah. It's routine. It's nature, human nature. So now we're 2 times a week. We're actually tossed around the idea yesterday as a daily show, but a supplementary show. So it's kind of like, and you would love this, but repurposing things from our longer form and say, like, when you're on there, you'll turn into like 4 clips.
Yeah.
We'll scatter them a little bit so they're not just rolling every single day for a week or so. But it's for the folks that are just want a quick 10, 15 minute hit.
As you know, with mine, that's what I do is I generally Wednesday is a longer form interview and then I have snackable content.
Yes.
Yeah. And what I had done that might not help you was the way I came up with that was originally I wasn't planning on doing long form. And then I started interviewing people and I was like, this is really fun and I want to share the long form. But I had, for Facebook to grow that audience that I grew there, done about 700 videos that were over about a year and a couple months. But every time I had a meeting with somebody, I'd do the takeaways and just do a couple of videos. And so I ended up with all these videos and I just gave them to Darren, who is the producer of this podcast, and said,
Darren's awesome, by the way.
Here's, he is awesome. Here's all of this content that you can do. We'll do Friday, we'll be snackable, we'll do the long form. And now we're contemplating doing, because like it's always interviews, so I'm interested in what you have to say, but I don't get to really say, here's stuff that I'm doing and thinking about. So I think on Mondays, we're going to start doing my thoughts, Wednesday, the interviews that are long form, and then the snackable, kind of cool.
Count me in as a routine listener on those Mondays. Yeah, because it's, yeah, I think a lot of folks, and that was the thing we noticed too, is we do a lot of solo episodes. Mm-hmm. And we find more often than not, those are the ones that people are writing into. And you know, because those are our chances to really take the unveil what we're actually doing that mm-hmm. might not be so public.
Right. So and solo, meaning just you guys are talking with each other.
The two of us. Yeah. Nice. We call it a duet episode.
Ooh, I like it.
Right?
Yeah. That'd be, to me, like, so for what you guys are doing, so many cool things, I would also like that if that was a regular, if I knew that on a certain day, it was going to get you guys. And then on another day, I was going to get somebody that you talk to and so on. Could be interesting.
Cool.
You guys have had a great amount of success. So for people who are listening that are thinking of starting a podcast, what are some of the things? Is it you need a team of 9 people to start out with before you do your first episode? What what's the best? Because you have a course on this too, right?
It's in development currently, but it should be out within a month or so. Thank you. Yeah.
So pretend that you're giving all the best stuff of that course away so that nobody needs to buy it and tell us that. No, I'm just kidding.
That's okay.
Tell us, what's the best stuff that you've found as far as on the starting side first?
Yes.
And then we'll talk about marketing and development in a minute.
Cool. Yeah. So a lot of folks get really caught up in the technicalities of podcasting. What mic do I do? Do I need to have a whole team, a producer team? The answer is just do it. And if it has to be with your headphones, you know, that came with your Apple iPhone, do it.
Okay.
It's totally fine.
Now, can you use an Android device to do a podcast or is it just basic?
I'm sure you could. I've never done it, but I don't know if I recommend it.
That's fine. All right.
Yeah. So, and another stumbling block, and I feel like these are important before just jumping into it, is a lot of folks will look at 2018, and this is probably a stat no one knows, but that was the biggest podcast growth in terms of new shows coming online.
Wow.
Most of them have pod faded, which is when they just give up after X number of episodes, usually one, because they feel like they don't see traction off it. Mm-hmm. It's a long-term game.
It's a long game, yeah.
Yeah, so I would definitely figure out something you're absolutely passionate about. And if it's a solo episode, you could do that. You could just talk for 15, 10 minutes, bite-sized chunks, and just give value. Just give some of the things that you're learning. So you don't have to be an expert. You can be a learner. I think it's Dax Shepard has a podcast called Armchair Expert, and he's just learning. He might sound like he's obviously putting a comedic spin to it.
Yeah.
But you can start a podcast in any niche. There's the competition shouldn't matter. A lot of people get shut down when they see there's a bunch of place, you know, business podcasts. Mm-hmm. It's probably the most crowded, that and, you know, health and all that. Just do it. You have your unique voice.
Yeah.
And consistency is massive. Even if it's just one time a week, that's fine. Mm-hmm. It's okay. That's really it. And there's so many good services out there in terms of podcast hosts. You can use Anchor. That's a very, I wouldn't recommend that for the long term, but Anchor is a easy way to record and publish.
Is that who you guys use?
We don't. We use Libsyn.
Libsyn.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use Libsyn also.
Yep.
That seems to be a
big one.
A good one. Okay. So that's kind of the starting. Now, you guys have, were kind enough to share with us a big long list of amazing strategies to get traction and growth and things like that. Would you share maybe the top few that you can think of?
Yeah. So this is where a lot of hosts just don't have the time. They forget. They don't think it's important. They expect iTunes to just show their podcast to everybody.
So right. I mean, they should. I mean, that'd be fair, should. Right?
I mean, iTunes like, kind of drops the ball.
How many,
on podcasts.
There's got to be like, what? How many? Do you know how many there are podcasts?
I can't pull that out now. I would recommend going to podnews.com, I believe it is. They have a cool newsletter. That's where we get a lot of our stats from.
Oh, okay, great.
So definitely a lot of people don't know about it. Podnews is a great resource.
Okay.
In terms of actually the promotion side of it, it helps to know where your audience lives, for one. So a big thing, we're all about audience building. You know, we do a lot of paid traffic, do a lot of organic SEO, but we really want to figure out where do we resonate the most? What platform are they living on?
Okay.
And what kind of medium do they like? So podcasting ideally is one that they're listening to. You want to make sure that they're not, I think it's over 44 years old. The podcast listenership goes way down.
Really?
So
over 44 does?
Over 44.
Oh, wow. That surprises me.
Depends on the niche that you're talking to. Cool stats about, like, if you're actually listening to podcasts, you're more likely to make a lot more money too. So there's a lot of reasons to listen to shows more often than even if you host a show. I'm sure it's like 5 times, you know,
interesting.
A listener with just pulled that number out of my
I like it.
Yeah,
it sounded good. You said it very confidently.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's part of podcasting.
They say 98% of all statistics are made up on the spot.
Exactly. So. No fact checkers here. Promote to where they live. Mm-hmm. And a big thing, Instagram, Facebook are biggies for us. We have an email list, so we make
sure. So when you say that, promote,
Yeah.
How, so you, those are good places. And since you mentioned those platforms, I'd like to dive into it a little bit. So Facebook, Instagram, what does promote mean to you when you say that?
Got it. Yeah, that's a good question. So there's a variety of ways that we promote on Facebook. Let's start there. Okay. So we have a group that has, you know, thousands of people, and they are actively engaged in what we like to put out. So our experiments and interviews.
So you already had this group to start with?
We did. Yeah.
Okay. Would you recommend for someone who doesn't have one that they start one?
I would do it, yes. I wouldn't rely on it, though, okay, because Facebook, you never know. So, but yes, definitely leverage the platform to have a group that you can more or less own. Okay. We call them owned audiences. So something you have the ability to just put the message out there.
Sure.
So that is definitely a place we do every time an episode goes live. We have a chatbot list as well through ManyChat. And so every single time an episode goes live, we'll shoot out a message. We don't make it long, just a little grabber, and then give them a link to go check it out.
Okay.
We use some kind of ninja stuff behind the scenes where we make sure that it actually rotates depending on the platform they use.
So, targeting. So tell us about that.
Yeah, it's interesting. we literally just implemented this week.
Oh, cool.
So we use ClickMagic.
Okay.
Is the tool. This is Matt's domain, so I can't get into too many specifics.
Yeah, yeah. What's it do?
ClickMagic, essentially, it's like PrettyLink, if you're familiar with that. Yeah. So it kind of masks the link, but you can put a lot of different qualifiers depending on, you know. So in our case, we'll plug in our URL to our podcast, and we'll make sure if they're on an Android device, it'll go to an Android type player based off of what they're using at that time when they click on that link. You can also drop affiliate links or a cookie, Facebook retargeting pixel. You do so many things.
Wow,
if you go there, don't know the cost, but you'll just open up the app and be like, holy moly, I could do pretty much anything.
Wow, that's great. Okay.
Yeah. So that's what we're starting to use now. So it's just one link and then it just does its thing from there.
Okay. So let's go back to Facebook.
Yep.
You do the group. So owned audience. If you own an audience, awesome. Yep. And promote to the group. What else?
Facebook ads. So huge into Facebook ads. Kurt Molly's a good buddy of ours. He helps us.
One of the lesser downloaded episodes on your show.
Yeah, you know, he's just kind of this is a little side note. Roland and him have an ongoing
I like
feud. So we have this whole thing set up where it's top of funnel, middle funnel, bottom of funnel. Mm-hmm. Every single time we have a 30-day engaged audience on Facebook, we make sure that every single one of those people see what that podcast is.
Let's just break that down a little bit. And Kurt's awesome, by the way. So you have an audience that you have targeted is the audience we're talking about now, not the one that you own. So
correct.
This could be something anybody could do. Mm-hmm. And then you target that audience based on the people you think are likely to be interested in your subject matter, correct?
Yeah. Those people have proven that they've engaged with something within our ecosystem. So they visited our blog, clicked an ad, watched a video.
Okay. So this is a retargeting audience.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So do you do any cold ads on Facebook?
We do. And you're one of them. So you're an example of one.
Okay.
So if someone is a target or their brand is a target, so for you it's digital marketer, we'll run a perpetual dollar a day ad, let's call it. Mm-hmm. You can ramp it up if you wish. We'll perpetually run that. So we have a whole bunch of guests.
So if you have someone from, say, digital marketer who you interview, then you'll spend a dollar a day running Facebook ads to an audience targeted solely to digital marketer,
right?
People who like digital marketer. Mm-hmm. And then that will be an ad to that audience to go to the episode of the person who you interviewed from there.
Correct. Right? Yeah.
So which is super, super smart, right?
Very congruent.
Yeah. And then when they click on the ad, they go to the episode or do they go to a page? Do they go to iTunes or are they going to a page that you can pixel them on? Or
so that might change. Yeah, now that we have ClickMagic in the works. Mm-hmm. Right now, it's going to the show notes page, which is on our domain.
Okay.
And then on there, they're getting pixeled. And
so you're
stuff.
Pixeling them.
100%.
I'm a digital marketer fan. You interviewed somebody from Digital Marketer, say Richard Lindner, and I clicked on that, went to the interview that you did with Richard. Now that was on your page. You've pixeled me. Now what do I see next?
So what you're going to see is something related to the topic, usually, of what, unless you have some kind of program that might have been mentioned on there.
Okay.
Maybe a software tool. We love to promote software tools.
Okay.
So we would follow up with something.
You could be, for example, an affiliate of Digital Marketer 100%. Selling Digital Marketer stuff. And then you would have generated that lead, even though it was generated from our audience.
Yep.
You're going to get paid an affiliate commission for that.
100%.
Okay. And is that kind of the business model for that?
That's essentially our business model right there. It's we call it the invisible podcast funnel. So it's all this stuff's happening behind the podcast as the first touch.
That's great. Yeah. Okay.
And this is something most, yeah, we talk to podcast owners. They're like, what? You're doing paid ads for, so most people don't do ads to their podcast because they're like, I'm not going to monetize it. Mm-hmm. Why would I do that?
Right.
Well, how about you get strategic and you can actually leverage these platforms like Facebook, Instagram now, we were talking about that, and get so damn dialed in. And then the follow-up is where the magic is happening.
And what kind of follow-up do you do?
So the follow-up, it's similar to the podcast. So it's all these owned audiences. So we have the chatbot, email, the retargeting on Facebook. We do a lot on Google ads as well.
Okay.
So we'll do GDN, so banners, you know, on
various
places.
So the GDN
ads,
are they topic, and GDN's Google Display Network, for those of you that don't know, which are the ads that appear not in search, but on other people's websites.
Correct.
Kind of the AdSense side of AdWords, right?
Yeah.
So are you targeting audiences there the same way? So would you just basically do those ads to people who were digital marketer enthusiasts, or
that's more of a retargeting play for us. So that's just a, hey, once they've actually listened to the episode, or at least they landed on our website, they will now see us in all of these places.
So you're doing a Facebook pixel and a Google pixel.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. Those are the biggies that we use.
Okay.
There are others out there, but those are the ones that probably 80% of traffic will be using. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Great.
And that's, you know, you could show up on Wall Street Journal, which we've, and it's not like we're paying for Wall Street Journal, but
the beauty of retargeting.
Yeah, it's the beauty of retargeting. Everyone should be doing this.
Nice. And are you doing anything with YouTube?
We're starting to. So that's like the black hole that we're in right now. And that's actually my job, literally next week, maybe a little bit today, is to figure out some good creatives that we can retarget now that we've really proven this out on other platforms.
Are you uploading your episodes to YouTube?
We are. That's an automated thing. I think it's repurposed.io is what we use for that.
Okay.
So they're on there. They're not getting the love they should be.
Okay.
But
you're not really driving any traffic to them. You're just kind of, if they're there, if you want to discover them.
Yeah. And they get listens.
They do. Yeah. I started doing it. I'm not, obviously, I did it myself, so it's not consistent at all, but it's, I think it's a really smart thing to do.
100%.
Yeah. A ton of people use YouTube to actually listen without video.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And same with, we're finding with Instagram, a lot of folks are really engaged with podcasts there. It's not, they're not listening to them there, but
how are they engaged with them?
They're, so the hashtags are huge.
Okay.
And this is kind of a newer game we're talking about where we're really learning about Instagram. It's changing like crazy. It's kind of like Facebook, but
what are the coolest things you know right now?
Right now, it's the hashtags can really do wonders. So we'll do digital marketing as a hashtag. Mm-hmm. It's not really digital marketer, but your stories, for instance, if you're just talking about something in digital marketing space, you can get attached to this hashtag story and say get 100 viewers that you would never have gotten before. Yeah, they might not follow you and they might just see that, but at least you could start sprinkling your brand out to all these places out there.
So your podcast is audio, correct? Not video.
Yeah.
And Instagram is a picture kind of photo friendly site. So how do you marry those two?
So what we're starting to do, and this is a good question, this is partially Darren actually helped us, your producer, in that after our podcast is wrapped up, flip on the video. And record a video, you know, with the guest, if you have a second, maybe a, you know, a few minute long video, and record that. Use that as content. As it could be a recap of a cool topic we chatted about. And if they don't have the time or we just forget to, because, you know, we bulk record, so that's a big thing to keep consistent. We record like 4 episodes in a day. Is we'll just do a recap ourselves, Matt and I. So what are some cool takeaways? That could be a story.
And then you'll take a picture of that?
Could do that, or it could just be a video of us talking that we'll upload.
Okay. So a photo or a video, though, of something related to that. And then
make it visual.
And then you post, and what do you say? We talked about this cool thing or something like that?
It could be that or the words of the other folks that we had on. So we do little audiograms, they're called. Headliner is a good app for that.
Okay.
That you can automate a lot of this.
So we have Headliner, repurpose.io, and ClickMagic far.
Yep. Yeah, okay. A lot of good stuff.
Good.
I'm actually impressing myself. I'm remembering all this. This is usually a Matt thing.
Yeah. Matt's going to be like, you know, maybe you should run that.
Oh, totally. Yeah. So Headliner is amazing.
Headliner.com, do you think?
You'll find it. Okay. Yeah. Headliner, Instagram app, you'll just, it'll come up somehow.
Okay.
And that one, it'll transcribe your podcast, you know, for, say, it's called a minute long clip.
Okay.
I think you can go long, but it'll use AI to transcribe it. You can edit it if you need.
Nice.
And you can overlay, say, your face with audio kind of waveform as you're speaking. It generates all that stuff for you. Super cool.
Nice.
And so we're starting to use that as the actual post itself. And then that could be repurposed into a story. and then into Instagram TV, IGTV, right. which we were talking, Frank Kern yep. is using it.
Yep.
Not a lot of people are. Mm-mm. So right now, you're not going to get a lot of viewers on there, but it's one of those things when a platform like Instagram puts something new in there, you kind of want to leverage it.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you'll get some love
first
somehow.
Mover advantage on that sometimes
totally.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's something we're starting to get into now.
And then what is the goal of the Instagram post? Because you're not able to do links there. You can do link in bio.
Right.
But what does it do for you?
For one, it's a credibility booster. The fact that if you have a good following, that helps.
Okay.
Right, it's a total branding awareness thing, and this is definitely not direct marketing. Mm-hmm. You know, it took us a long time to get through this, but if you can show that you're really putting your best foot forward on all these different platforms. Mm-hmm. And making it very easy to discover through these hashtags or if you tag, tagging's another huge thing. It's so easy right now to get the attention of an influencer that might have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers or tens of thousands. But if you tag them or mention them in a story mm-hmm. or even DM them, more often than not, you're going to get their attention mm-hmm. and they might add you to their story.
Right.
Who has however many viewers on there.
Yeah.
The idea is to cross-pollinate as much as possible. And it's a first touch, like I was saying. If you could kind of drop all these little pieces of bait in all these different lakes around you, right. eventually some are going to start.
Somebody's going to bite.
Yeah, yeah.
So Google, Facebook, Insta, YouTube, mm-hmm. anything else that you're using for traffic?
Chatbots is a big one.
Okay, ManyChat.
Email. Yeah, ManyChat. Mm-hmm. Email's great. We used to just rely on that, but it's getting more difficult. You know, deliverability, it's all the stuff that you always hear. So that's what actually forced us to kind of like, all right, we got to reinvent ourselves
right.
and become everywhere.
Okay.
So those are the biggies. We follow up with every single person we have on the show. So we always give them a thanks. We all genuinely want to help them. It's very similar to how you always ask, how can I help you? And
right.
you genuinely mean it.
Right, yeah.
And
best if you do that right away. If they answer
yes.
and you pick up your phone and you're like, okay, I'm going to make,
100%.
I'm going to put into action whatever I said I was going to help you with, because if yeah. I don't, I'm totally going to forget it.
Yeah, and I'm similar to you as well, because right. I will forget that.
Right.
Matt, for instance, will probably make notes and da-da-da-da. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm just going to do it. Do the dang thing.
Yeah.
So thanking people after an episode is huge. I love to do that.
Okay.
And usually text message, because let's be honest, the podcast for us, it's kind of like threefold, I guess. We're just experimenters and we love to show the results of our experiments. So that's kind of our podcast is where mm-hmm. we just give it away.
Are you using SMS at all?
No.
See, that
maybe
now,
we should, though.
That would be something to consider. I have not started it yet on the podcast because I need to put the team together. Poor Darren's like, you know, right. how about if we had more than just me? But I know that throughout all of our other properties we're using it, it's a tremendously effective means of communication because it goes onto people's phones. And
yeah.
so like, I'm kind of curious as to what it would look like if you have phone numbers for your list and they subscribe to text notifications when new episodes were released, because
yeah.
I think you get an awful lot of people clicking on it. It'd be worth it.
What would you use for that? I
would
service.
Use Scipio.
Scipio.
Okay, so now we've got all of that stuff. Now we've talked about how do you get going and how do you market. Now let's talk about monetization.
Hmm.
So you've evolved. I know when we first met, I think it was primarily 100% affiliate
yes.
marketing, right?
Yeah.
You guys just interviewed people and talked about tools and talked about other stuff and then did all the things we've just talked about for follow-up, and you would sign up as an affiliate for different programs, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Yeah. So how do you identify who to be an affiliate for?
That's a good question, because a lot of folks will just promote anything under the sun.
Right.
So we genuinely use everything that we actually promote and give our review to,
okay.
or our suggestion. So yeah, for one, we use it. We make sure that it actually works for the purpose that whatever we're telling folks that it'll work.
Are you segmenting those promos at all?
Yeah. So this is where the podcast comes in really nice.
Right.
So we segment based off of the topics that something we talked about. So it could be traffic, could be sales conversions,
okay.
something like that. Let's just a couple examples there. And we'll promote something like Thrivecart mm-hmm. for a checkout solution.
Okay.
So that'll be if someone's, you know, if we have the owner on, which we're good buddies with, a lot of these folks will have a good relationship with as mm-hmm. well. So that just only helps more.
Mm-hmm.
So you can create really good content around all this stuff.
Okay.
The podcast, though, is that first touch, and it segments folks based off of what they listen. So
okay.
the follow-up, that's where the retargeting could be an ad to a piece of software.
Right.
Or join this list for this cool cheat sheet about how to use this software.
When you're retargeting like that, are you letting people know, are you tying that retargeting and that tool to the podcast at all?
That one, it lives on the same domain typically. Mm-hmm. So evergreenprofits.com, it'll okay. be there.
But in the actual ad itself, do they know? Are they like, oh, yeah, I heard about that on the podcast, or is it just a straight,
sometimes we do.
You find one outperforms the other?
We honestly haven't probably done enough testing for that, okay. but it always comes from one of our names. So either my name, Matt's name,
or a name that they've probably heard of.
Yeah.
Okay.
They definitely know of us by this point.
Right.
So it's not like, who's this random Joe dude that right. okay. is following me around?
Okay.
Yeah. We do actually find that the name typically performs better than the brand.
Okay. That makes
personally.
Sense.
Yeah, personal.
So you started with 100% affiliate.
Yeah.
And now you've kind of said, maybe we should do something else to see if we can.
Yeah. So that's where the traffic course and this whole audience building, because we did all this stuff for, we've done it for years now mm-hmm. and it's evolved over the years, but we started presenting and speaking on, oh, here's how you could do this whole retargeting thing, kind of look like you're everywhere, but to the right person.
Right.
I think it started bugging people enough that we didn't actually give all the details of how we do it. Mm-hmm. And it just evolved. And, you know, this is something that's mind-blowing, but we listened to our customers.
Yeah.
And they asked us,
that's
hey,
never going to work. I don't know what you're thinking.
I know.
You're supposed to guess what they want.
Right.
And then just give it to them. And
well, we might have done that for a few years. So
how do you listen to them?
So in this case, we spoke and they surrounded us. So okay. it was pretty easy to listen to them okay. at a specific event not far from your house here. Is we spoke in front of a room of about 30 or 40 folks and mm-hmm. about half of that room pretty much circled us in this hallway.
Nice.
And asked
in
us.
In a non-threatening way.
In a non-threatening way. Better. Very smiles all right, around. Right. Yeah.
No pitchforks.
Yeah, yeah. But they asked for the course and they wanted to learn more. So that's where we, Matt and I, literally sat that night reflecting, and we didn't want to make another information product because mm-hmm. we've done many of these over the years and we're like, there needs to be a better way to do this.
Okay.
And this is where we're talking about software. That's where we're ultimately headed with everything we're doing.
But so did you make an informational course?
We did. So it's okay. a traffic course, essentially teaching how we do all this stuff.
So, so what happened between not wanting to and doing it?
We just decided to do it.
Okay. No, because yeah. I mean, I think that it makes sense for you to do it. I mean, it's
yeah.
valuable information and people are obviously asking for it,
yeah.
but you ultimately would like to evolve that into some sort of software.
And that was the bigger thing. Yeah. And it was more of a us problem rather than just putting the information, creating the product. No problem for us to do. We can do that. It's okay.
What's it called?
Perpetual Audience Growth. So that's
.com?
It's actually evergreenprofits.com/traffic.
Okay.
Essentially, it's just a deep dive of us going through this whole process from start to finish.
Nice.
And it's
about how long is that?
It's people have gone through it all in one day. Okay. I would say it's probably 6 hours.
4 to 6 hours.
Okay. And we're always adding new stuff all the time. So
nice.
It's really cool.
Okay.
It's literally, we just had to wrap our brain out of this whole thing. Like, we're not making more information products for sale. We'll give them away for free. But we're like, man, if we're going to deep dive like this, we have to charge something or no one's going to really take us seriously about it.
People value. Yeah.
Yeah.
So the affiliate commission typically ranges between what and what for products that you're selling?
It's pretty standard 50% for us.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny, but we now can negotiate with folks.
Yeah.
And typically we don't even have to say much. So one example of a graphic tool that we use, we had 30% commission. And I think we barely ever promoted it. We made like one sale and I was like, hey, you paid the wrong account, you know, on PayPal.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized, oh, this is the owner of the company. Uh-huh. Okay. Huh. And then we did some other stuff. So we're like, hey, you should be on the podcast. We really love your tool. And, you know, we want to promote it, but it's just not 30% isn't enough for like a, you know, $40 recurring product.
Yeah.
So he's like, all right, well, let's just make it 70%. Like, all right, got our attention now.
He obviously failed negotiations. Like in, what was it, Horrible Bosses when they're negotiating for the assassination attempts.
Yeah.
You guys are horrible negotiators.
So, yeah, I mean, surprisingly, you just throw something out there. And I just said, hey, it just needs to be more
better,
worth it. It just needs to, we need to run traffic to this thing.
Okay, and it's more than twice as much. I'll bet if I give you that.
Yeah, okay. Deal.
But still, even at 70% versus 100% on your own product,
right.
It's
different, yeah. So the thing for us is we've really gotten good at promoting other people's stuff mm-hmm. because we deep dive into each of these tools. So mm-hmm. I keep saying ThriveCart's an example. Mm-hmm. We're great buddies with the owner. We got in, I think we were the very first users of that product. So we ended up making a whole domain around it.
Mm-hmm.
And we deep dove into it after we realized our audience really loves it.
Right.
So we have this kind of evolution of let's test it quick to our current channels. Mm-hmm. Podcast is a perfect spot for that to see if something's viable, if it, you know, if the listeners actually like it. So it kind of passes the sniff test there. Check. Let's go a little further, deeper into it. Now let's create a piece of content around this, like an advertorial. Let's run some light ads to it on Google, which is in the course. We actually stress that Google's a better entry point if you're using ads rather than Facebook. So that's kind of a big differentiation.
And what do you mean by that?
It's very buyer intent and
search ads action or GDN?
Search ads, okay. Specifically. And GDN's a follow-up mechanism.
So where are you using search ads? Because we didn't talk about that before.
Yeah. So search ads is great if you have a specific keyword or a brand name. So as an affiliate, you can go after whatever you're trying to sell. Mm-hmm. And a lot of software tools will do that. Mm-hmm. And we'll get very specific. We have a whole feeder system where essentially it's not just going after the obvious keywords. It's going after these kind of interesting, maybe not as much search traffic, but they're very specific into learning, like an integration, let's call it.
Okay.
So ThriveCart plus, ClickFunnels, yeah. Let's say. And right. Then, you know, we have an article on that. And from that point on, give them a call to action, give them a lot of value, mm-hmm. and then a way to buy it that way.
Okay.
So that's a way we use search ads and then follow up with all the retargeting channels.
Okay. And about. Then how's that course performing, the audience course?
That is going great. Okay. And it's the best course we've ever sold because we listened. Right. we got feedback. So we consistently asked for more feedback of the folks who purchased. And
what's it called again? I know it's Evergreen.
It's a mouthful. Yeah. It's perpetual audience growth.
And it's at evergreenprofits.com/...
Traffic.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not an affiliate for that. So I am horrible at the affiliate thing. So
I was going to say that offer to if you guys want to.
The other thing then, so that course has gone well you're in the process of creating a new one.
So the other one is podcasting specifically. Okay. And this is the biggest gap, I think, in our whole time being marketers, you know, for the last 12 years or so. Is that there's this whole medium, this podcasting medium that just seems so archaic. It's like stuck in the radio days.
Right.
Like advertising, it's all CPM. I know we chatted about that.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I had talks with Ryan through email a handful of times, and he was like, honestly, I don't know what to do here. You know, and I don't blame him because right. We didn't know it. So we ended up actually testing some affiliate offers for ourselves instead. And we ended up actually revenue, you know, generating some good ROI off of those, mm-hmm. way better than we probably could have with CPM. So cost per thousand, that's mm-hmm. typically how ads are run on podcasting. Mm-hmm. And they pay about $25 to $30 per CPM is what we're finding out. And this is us learning, just again, experimenting and sharing is right. what we do. So... for one, people don't know how to get into podcasting. There are a couple of courses out there, a handful, but they don't suit our standards mm-hmm. with more of a marketing approach and how this can be a really great audience builder for whatever purpose you really have going on.
Right.
Typically, the podcast isn't going to be the end all be all.
Right.
So we want to show people from start to finish actually how to, like, so what are some mics? What are some options that aren't going to break the bank? But if you do have some bank, here are some good options for you as well.
Sure.
And you could do that under, you know, $500 or even less to get started, to be professional, very similar to this kind of setup here.
Right.
And from there, let's walk you through, okay, how do you get it online and actually monetize, get it out to the right people, and know that you're confident in putting your word out there into this medium. But the bigger play that we have is software. We really don't want to get stuck in this info game, even though it's our way to really generate an audience who's engaged. Again, mm-hmm. it's all this big funnel that's happening.
Yeah.
And the software, we really want to create something. We have a handful of ideas to bring more direct marketing to the podcasting space. Because mm-hmm. right now it's almost non-existent. And when we started podcasting, we made it a big choice not to send people to iTunes because we can't control them. Mm-hmm. And we don't even know the numbers. iTunes, even as a podcaster, you don't see how many subscribers you have.
Right.
You have no clue. You have to use these other tools to figure out when a review pops up. Things like Chartable is mm-hmm. a great resource for that. Mm-hmm. And so that's how we keep our tabs on things. But it's like, this doesn't feel right. It's so segmented and nothing talks to each other. Yeah, so we always sent people to our website. So we can actually do the retargeting, the follow-up, and know our numbers, how effective an episode is. That's why we chose to, instead of iTunes, all right, whatever. We don't care about the reviews. Mm-hmm. We're going to stick them here, use our advertising power to really grow this thing.
Okay.
kind of kicked ourselves in the foot a little bit. We're not ranked as high as we should be. We feel like it's all subscriber based off of subscribers completely, how the rankings are done currently, at least.
Right.
And there's a lot of inefficiencies in all these markets right now.
It's kind of cool though, because I think for people that are listening, you might think, well, there are, there have to be at least 10,000 podcasts, right?
Oh yeah. And easily.
That are way business that. Related.
Yeah.
And so if you're thinking about coming in and doing this and you're thinking, you know, the charts only show, I think, the top 200. How could I possibly compete with that? And a lot of the people that are in the charts are huge. It's
massive. CNBC, Joe Rogan's
and but just like companies too.
True.
And huge influencers like Joe Rogan and folks like that. But it actually is possible to get in there. And if you're doing big bursts of, like when you launch, it seems like it's pretty easy to get in there. And then, but it doesn't really matter whether you're ranked or not, because there can still be thousands of people listening to your podcast. And so you don't worry about the rankings. It's nice. It's a good vanity thing, but it's really, it doesn't matter.
It really doesn't.
Right.
And
you guys, just what you said, and this is what I want to hammer home for people that are listening. You're doing great. You're making a ton of money. And you're not ranked. And you have a whole bunch of people that listen and a whole bunch of people that engage with you and big audience that follows you that you've built from scratch simply by being consistent and doing the podcast, right?
And not seeing that as the number one income generator is a big mind shift right there.
What are the metrics you're focused on?
We're focused on definitely listeners, the number of listeners and how...
Is that measured by downloads or...
It's downloads is the easiest way. And roughly you can figure out how many subscribers you have based off of when a new episode goes live. Let's call it over a month. You can see, all right, generally how many people are immediately downloading.
Right.
You can more or less figure out your subscriber count that way.
Are you using any tools to track that stuff?
Libsyn is the easiest. Chartable is a free service. You could figure out where you're ranked if you do get ranked. And you'll like we're really popular in like, I forget which Eastern European country. But
nice.
No. Yes, yeah. We broke the 200.
I'm really working on Sri Lanka as my primary market.
I think we're ranked in there.
Nice.
But so we're focused on that, but we're really focused on the targeted, if we can get those people and translate them into our follow-up system. So all these buckets we have, the owned audiences, so email list and all that stuff, we can more or less track them on our show notes page. And this is another really cool thing, unique thing, is we try to create specific notes for each episode as an opt-in bribe on the show notes page. So if you go to the site, you can see where I'm talking about here.
So in other words, not just the show notes. You're saying in the show notes, if you would like the complete notes,
correct,
then come here, opt in, and we'll shoot them to you.
Yeah.
Okay. And is there any other promise besides the opt-in for that particular?
Like, that
are
one's
they
the
then
big.
Subscribe to receive notes as every show comes out? Or
they will have access to all the other notes that we put out there.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we have a dedicated page for that.
And are the notes basically just a transcription or?
No, we actually have an apprentice. So Gen M, if your people don't know that.
Nice.
That's a great resource.
What is Gen M?
So Gen M is a Canadian company that.
How do you spell it?
Gen G-E-N-M.
Like Generation M?
Yep. .co.
Okay.
Yeah. And
what does that do?
For $50 a month for a 3-month period, you can get an apprentice who's marketing focused. And these are all work at home people, so they're not coming to your house or anything. Mm-hmm. Similar to an intern. They can work up to 10 hours a week for $50 a month.
Wow.
So in total, it's $150 for this term. You promise that you basically support these folks in marketing help. And you can go to that website. It's very easy to see all these different buckets that people specialize in.
Nice.
It's super cool.
How are you using it?
So an apprentice actually writes the notes for us and the show notes on that page. So that used to be Matt and I, mainly Matt, that wrote those. But we taught him to be persuasive. Nice. So in the bullets, they're grabbing.
Yeah.
We have a whole process. We literally took this guy who had promise, and this is our ops manager that filters people out in Gen M. This is not us in the middle of anything.
Is that
amazing.
One of your 9 team members?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Who are the other 8?
I mean, so we have,
in terms of functionality.
Yeah, we have a couple of VAs. So one is for PR,
okay,
helping us find opportunities out on different websites and pitching us.
Okay.
We also have a lady that kind of does a lot of different social media random tasks.
Okay.
We have, happens so fast now, it's almost like getting out of control, you know? So we have a show notes writer
okay,
who is an apprentice through Gen M. and I believe another apprentice were we just hired or about to for Instagram to manage that account.
And these each of these apprentices is costing about $50 a month.
Correct.
Okay.
We have a good deal now with them because we referred them so many people.
Great. Nice.
But yeah, and if you have an audience, I know you do, but in those listening, you can refer, I think it's 10 people, and then you get apprentices for free for life.
Wow.
So it doesn't take many people to get this very qualified help. Who a lot of them are in school, but a lot of them are not, which is really interesting. They're just looking for experience.
Right. And you get them for 90 days. So after 90 days, they kind of go their own way and you find somebody else.
It's your choice. You could hire a lot of these folks. Okay. So the guy that wrote our show notes, we just ended up hiring him.
Oh, nice. Okay.
And he is super stoked because he's learning so much.
Yeah.
Where this other podcast, the Bite Size one, we haven't even told him. This is literally next week we're going to talk about this.
Okay.
Is we want him to manage that completely.
Nice.
So listen to our episodes, pull out the 10-minute clips, write the show notes, even voice the intro, kind of like Darren does for these sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's completely like separate. Okay. And that's just obviously another feeder for everything else we do. Daily shows typically get more downloads too. So that's a hint if you're looking to do another podcast.
Yeah.
It's just, you're going to get more traction quicker.
And so who else? Anybody else on that team? I know you have your CEO. We have
the ops manager,
kind of person, right?
Shannon. Yeah. Pretty much I should just call her CEO at this point. Yeah. Tell her that. Own it.
Yeah.
We have a bookkeeper.
Do you have anybody that's buying media or running ads, that kind of stuff?
We did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Shannon helps a little bit with that because she has a very similar mind, our CEO, of Matt's.
Okay.
So very analytical, knows the numbers and stuff. We are looking to have other folks help us there. That's,
are you using an agency now?
Right now, it's mainly Matt because literally, he loves digging into the ads.
All
and
right.
then working closely with Kurt, he mentors us on that stuff.
Great.
So it's working out better this way, I think, rather than we've done the agency route and it kind of, they come with their own kind of ways of being and we have a lot of strategies that we know that work for us. We're like, let's just do more of that.
Right, right.
And it's pretty hands-off anyway. It doesn't
really
take
cool.
us a lot of time.
Is there anything else that you think people should know about podcasting that we haven't talked about?
I'd say that now is a great time to just hop in because the momentum's hot. It's being talked about in like SNL, for instance, Saturday Night Live. So if the mainstream is talking about podcasting, we're on to something here. And it is still in this early stage where it feels like radio in terms of advertising. And we've talked to a lot of advertising companies. They agree. They're like, yeah, this is what we're stuck with right now.
Are you selling ad space on your podcast?
We are starting, not on our podcast, because we're still doing that as an affiliate.
Right.
We just find we're making more money that way.
Yeah, I figured.
Running the numbers. But we are starting to advertise on other shows.
Okay. And what are you using, like?
There's
Overcast.
We do run ads on Overcast.
Okay.
They've become a little less effective for us, but that just we've run them for like 6 months now, so it could just be our ad.
Sure,
I definitely would recommend looking into that.
Okay,
if you can get about $1 to $1.50 per subscriber, that's a pretty good deal.
Okay,
and that's typically what we get.
Mm-hmm.
The prices could get out of hand, so if it doesn't make sense, just don't do it that month. It changes every month. We're using True Native, I think is what they're called. It's an ad agency for podcasters.
Oh, okay.
And it's more of a one-on-one. It's not like a Facebook where you just hit some buttons.
Right.
So she's helping us or their team is helping us to place with strategic podcasts to do some cross promos.
Okay.
It's just, if you have a listener on a podcast, more likely they're going to want to listen to another show. So instead of going to all these other ad networks like Taboola, let's say, which we've tried and didn't really work out.
Yeah, that's a rough, those native ad networks.
Yeah.
I think they're better for more sketchy offers.
Definitely. Very broad offers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's worth, I think we tried it with Tucker Max because we had him on the show.
Uh-huh.
And it got a lot of clicks, probably because his name and people. But didn't resonate in anything. Not even a lot of plays, I don't think. So we're like, let's nix that one.
Yeah.
I would definitely say to just get started. I think that's the biggest thing and stick with it. So give yourself literally a year. I know it sounds like a long time, but again, starting with your passions, actually enjoying the people you talk with if you choose to have interviews. It's an amazing networking tool. Like, it's so dang cool. I mean, us even sitting here, it's a great way to deep dive and then just further the conversation outside of that.
Absolutely.
And it's all about follow-up. You have to follow up.
So for people who want to get a hold of you, find out more, listen to your podcast, et cetera, what are the best ways for them to do that?
So it's called Hustle and Flowchart is our podcast. All the channels, don't have to tell you where to go there. Mm-hmm. So just check that out. evergreenprofits.com/lunch is actually a special link we made for you if folks want to deep dive into our traffic stuff. And that's actually a free book they can get.
Nice.
The Evergreen Traffic Playbook is what it's called. So that'll give you a bunch of actionable steps you could just kind of test out.
Okay.
And then the course is at just /traffic, evergreenprofits.com/traffic.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming up and being on the show. I appreciate you, Roland. Driving all the way out here to the house.
But it's nice. Awesome. Thank you, Roland.
Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by subscribing and leaving a review. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.